Hello everyone, this is Nudge, and it's time for part 3 of Rhythm Heaven DS. So, as I mentioned before, we're going to start off with something quite unique. Something that I'm actually going to have to turn my mouse tracking off for. Yep, it's time to slide around the screen with this next game, starting Road 3. Which has the same intro as Muay Doo Wop, which does not help. The game itself is called Love Lizards. Excuse me for all the noises, but I'm just trying to demonstrate. Wait, no, never mind. I can't do this with one hand, so I'm just going to do this. So, you can hear a cowbell noise every time you tap the screen, and what you do is you slide around the screen. I slide up and down on my trackpad. I thought I turned mouse tracking off. Doesn't work all the time. Doesn't work very well at all. What in the hell? Just a minute. Okay, let's see if that worked. So, by the way, the tutorial music is a little different in this game. Oh, come on. So what you're supposed to do is you go... What? What the hell is it doing? Just a minute. Okay. So maybe I'm supposed to go left and right? Let's do that instead. That didn't work at all. What the hell? Oh my god. There we go. You're supposed to go... 1, 2, 3, 4. What? There we go. Okay, I think this works now. Yes. Good. Sliding up and down does seem to be the key. So, let's see if I can actually do this with the real game. Here we go. This seems to be one of the very easier games in this world. By far the easiest. No. What? 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 What is happening? That time it was not loud, it's just my computer. Not really working. And I'm switching over to the left and right here. Okay, I don't exactly know why it started doing the weird erratic things, but that gave me a try again. Wow. I'm not surprised. I mean, I was kind of expecting that. And I guess you now know what try again sounds like. So, let's try that again and see if I can actually do it this time. So, I guess I didn't mention much about what you're actually supposed to be doing in this game, besides just sliding around with the touchscreen. What this is supposed to be is that you're a female lizard that is rubbing her tail against her back to make these noises, and I think they're like Japanese syllables or something. That's what I'm thinking. In time with a male lizard who is dancing around, and that's what the t-t-t means. And so when he does that, you respond with the four slide left and right or up and down or whatever you're supposed to be doing. And so yeah, that's what happens in this game. And I did get the superb, which is good. I did miss one, but doesn't really matter. Now, this next one, I had a lot of problems with, and I think I still will. But I do have the rules book, so let's see if it actually is any better. By the way, I have tried using the Lewis script with this last game, the Love Lizards game, and it did not work. You did notice, by the way, that the music, the intro music for this one, is the same. So two intros are exactly the same, and that's really annoying in my opinion. But it started out with a tutorial without you having to move skip through messages, and the reason is yeah, that thing. This game is called Crop Stomp, and you're supposed to be farming by doing this. You keep tapping, but don't think that's all you do, because no, that's not all you do. Next is just gonna ask you to keep stomping until you hear oh no. And the reason for that is, instead of saying oh no, you're supposed to make them say okay. Stop and flick. So you're supposed to go tap and flick. Or should I say hold and flick? And then, besides that, there's this stuff. Let's see. Yeah. And click. So, also, besides that, there's the moles which laugh at you when you're supposed to go and click. And click. Instead of just tap and flick, you go tap flick. And it keeps going. Okay, so this is what the actual game is. You need to be really careful to be kind. You need to not miss anything, or otherwise you're gonna get an okay. Trust me, I tried. It's annoying. Keep doing this forever, just hold and flip. And here's the hard part.
No.
What the hell? What is going on? Just because I missed those, did I get an okay? Are you kidding me? Please don't. Please? What? Well, I guess it's time to do this a few times, because I'm probably gonna have to be stuck on this for a while.
Not the door.
Nope. Failed two things. You get an okay for failing two things. What? Apparently you don't. Well, what? Okay, never mind. First try superb. Well, except for that one, you know, the last time that I got the okay, but never mind. Wow, okay, I didn't think it would take that, I thought that would take a lot more time. I guess not. Are there any perfect attempts happening? Nope, not yet. So, the next game I can actually, use my microphone a little bit better for. Because you only need to tap in this one. No, 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 no. I like that intro. And it's the only new intro in this row. This game is called Freeze Frame. And in this one, you tap to make your camera go off and make pictures of these racing cars and go down, well, downwards and pitch, I mean, through the racing track. So what they're going to ask you to do here is just watch. I don't exactly know what this is. You just wait. It doesn't actually let you tap or anything. Now you do. So what you do is you hear that, and you tap. If you don't do it well enough, you hear that. And if you don't do it at all, this happens. So it actually makes use of the square generator. And in the actual game, you never hear only one car at all. Well, you will, but you'll see what that is in a minute. Instead, you're gonna hear two. Like that. One, two. And then, there's even more of them, and this is another variation of Citroën music that is never used anywhere else. There's the Love Lizards version, there's the Swing version for Glee Club that you have heard before, which possibly may be used somewhere else, I'm not exactly sure. And then, there's this one, and there's another tutorial music that we may possibly get to experience quite a while after this, but there's another variation, but this one is a freeze frame tutorial music. Listen to this. Yeah, there's a reason for that, because 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. I like this version. Because it actually, you know, depicts what you're supposed to be tapping. And that is so cool. And then this is the part where there's only one car, but this is the type of car that you'll hear. 1, 2. 1, 2. So you don't hear any voo, instead of hear 1, 2. And that's about it. Oh, speech is not off. That's stupid. Sorry about that. So, let's actually play the real game. And let's see if my timing is good enough. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. I don't exactly know what those really weird noises in the background of the music are, but they sound pretty cool. Yeah. This is my favorite part of the music. This is where the two cars come in. 1, 2. And. Yay. And now there's a key change. and stop. Oh, messed that up. What? I was sure I didn't mess that up. What? Look. God. Got it that time. Not that. What? What was that? I don't get that at all. That probably cost me the superb. Must have just gotten an okay on that. Wow, I can't believe that. I don't get why my timing is so weird. And I'm not even having any lag. Like, what is going on? Is there a perfect attempt coming up? Yes, there is. Yay. So, time to find out what that is. So, the game in question is Moai Duop 2. Wait, why did it say Moai Duop 2? What? I'm thinking of the sequel, which is going to appear a really long time after this. But it is quite... That one is quite a hard version. So, a little bit of a spoiler there, but... first one isn't that bad, so let's see if I can actually do this. Well, that was pretty bad. Pretty bad. And, I've been having problems with clicking on the wrong game, so I had to reset my state and actually do my third attempt from the state, which means it only counted one attempt so far, which means it's going to take a lot more time for the perfect to go away. But in the meantime, let's superb freeze frame. And I don't think there will be any more perfect attempts in this, recording, so that was the only one I got, and it didn't work at all. I missed one in the very beginning. Did that count? No, it didn't. Good, got the superb. Although, I did not say anything, but that first part where I missed for the first two of those three card things, I have no idea what happened there, so just restarted it. But I did get the superb, and that is good. Next game is another one that requires flicking, yay! And we're gonna see another returning intro. And this game is called The Dazzles. Apparently, you're in a group of girls who are, apparently they're in a TV show and they're doing this thing. I'm not exactly sure what they're doing. All I know is you have to make like certain poses and stuff. And I'm not exactly sure how they work. The timing on this game is really tricky. You just have to know for yourself when it's going to happen. So you just have to follow the music. And no, this song is another one with lyrics, but this one I'm not going to be singing. Because I don't remember the lyrics. So what you do is when you hear 3-2, oh god. When you're 3-2, 3-2, tap. And then
3-2.
And then 1-2-6. And they say yay. In the Japanese version, instead of 3-2, it's sensi, which makes a little bit more sense, but never mind.
3-2. Yeah!
There we go. But there's a few other tricky parts to it. Let's see if they tell. Oh god. Sorry about
that. 3, 2,
let's see.
Yeah!
Yeah, that's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
3,
thing.
2,
I can't get that right. Just hold and flip.
3,
that's all
2,
I do, so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, flip. What?
3, 2.
Oh no. There we go.
3, 2, yeah!
Got it. Okay, and that's about it. So, let's see if I can do this.
3, 2, yeah!
You told me dreams
what?
Are true.
That is embarrassing.
So my heart goes la 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 dee da.
Singing for you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
My love. 3, 2, 3, 2. For you.
Yeah.
Boom, boom.
3, 2.
Oh my god.
She is a light, my love.
3, 2.
Shine brightly. Bang,
oh
bang.
3, 2.
Down on me and down on you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That was, I don't know, messed up a few times, some of which had to do with the lag, and yes, it's another one of those games apparently where every single one of them, and I'm thinking the third remix as well, is going to be second try superb. But at least I'm not getting try again, and that's good. Except for that one lovely goose thing. Seems. I think I did that well enough. Didn't make any boring noises, but that doesn't mean anything in this game, I've discovered. Never mind, I did get this part. Great. And now it's time for the third remix, which is arguably, I think it is the longest remix in the game. I think. I'm not exactly sure. But, it is quite hard because you have to memorize a lot of things. But that'll mean the fact that the crop stomp parts are not easy to memorize at all, because you don't know where the moles are, they don't make a noise. And the love lizard part, you just have to turn your mouse tracking off for every single part. And you have to know those in advance, so that's a problem. So let me show you what I mean. Let's play remix not one, but three, now. And for this next, for this first part, you don't need to turn your mouse tracking off, but you'll see in a minute. First, they're gonna show you what the love lizard's patterns are. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And we start with face print. And dazzles. 2. And click. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And now, turn mouse tracking off. Your mouse tracking off for the whole entirety of the game if you want to. That's what I'm gonna be doing. No! Oh my god. Excuse me for all the noises, but I had to pause the game for the. Okay, here's the time stop. No. Oh no. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and here's another time stop. Now I'm messing up.
3, 2, 1.
No. Mullen coming. Got it.
Three, two, and.
And a little more. 1, 2.
Three,
and two, and no, 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 no. I had to practice that remix quite a lot the first time I played it. And I think that wasn't enough. Nope, was not. The interruption did not help. I'm gonna try to filter as much of that out as I possibly can. I hate when that happens. But, you know, can't do anything about that. So yes, as I expected, okay. But, as a side note, you are going to be able to hear the fourth row. And with that, now it's giving you a thing on the screen, and the reason for that, well, I'm going to show you that in a minute. But before that, let's do a Superb Remix 3. I have no idea what the hell that was. Nope. That was not a Superb at all. The Love Lizards part getting all screwed up, like, every time, well not every time, but the last few parts where I did the Love Lizards thing, it kept being way too oversensitive. I don't get why. So, let's see if I can do that again. Maybe with a perfect attempt. Yes, thank you. Let's see if I can actually do this one. And the game is PhilBots. Which is good, because this is probably the next perfect of mine that I'm actually going to be able to do, if the lag cooperates. So, let's see if I can actually do this. First try perfect! Wow! That is really cool. Didn't expect that, so now I have PhilBots and Fan Club, and I missed Moai Doo-Wop and Rhythm Rally. I can't do those until later. So I only had 4 perfect opportunities, and I already have how many games cleared? 15, almost? So, the perfect attempts are probably going to take a really long time to complete, but once we complete all 50 games, there's going to be quite a few of them complete by then, like 15 or so, hopefully. We'll see. Maybe there's going to be a little bit more. And, now it's time for an even better Superb Remix 3. Or should I say, well, just as Superb Remix 3, if anything. So, let's see how many tries it takes me to do this.
Yeah!
No, that was still bad. I think I'm still gonna get an okay for this one. Nope, got the superb. Wow, okay. And not okay at all. It is the superb now. That is really good because I thought I'd be stuck on this game forever. But no, turns out everything is fine. Yay. So, with that really, actually hard games out of the way, well, I don't know. It was quite hard, but I did embarrass myself a little bit with the freeze swam was really bad, and the dazzles was also pretty bad, but doesn't really matter as long as I've got a superbs now. And I have gotten a new perfect attempt done. Well, kind of. Just like last time. But now I can actually talk about what this is. So, if you've heard it just stopping after I got an okay on Linux 2, the reason is, we go, see there's, I'm now tapping on Delta Scale, right here, and then if you go even more to the right, there's this thing. And what you can do is you can move this. You can move this all the way to the left. And you have a completely new row forward. And that's how you can have the new set of games. So you can only have how many icons at a time? Let's see. You can have 3x6, so you can have 18 icons at a time on the screen, and that's as many as you can fit. So after that, you're gonna have to move the move icon to certain positions to find where it is supposed to be going. So I'm gonna move this. No, never mind. I'm gonna stick it here, but I'm just gonna move it around a little bit. Sounds really cool when you move it. Although you need to be really careful because if you don't move it like good enough distance, like you move it in the middle, stuff can happen. Stuff, really weird stuff can happen. So, with that, I guess I've covered everything I possibly can for row 3, and I've gotten all the superbs and everything, and the perfect attempt, I remember that for Fan Club you do get the song Fan Club. For Philbots though, I think you get something you can read in the cafe, which doesn't really work. Because, you know, I can't read that, but never mind. If you get all 50 perfects, just like any other Rhythm Heaven game, you can have access to the whole soundtrack within the game, and actually play it that way. So, that is something I am looking forward to doing. I'm just thinking of anything else that may have changed. No, everything is fine, so, yeah, I guess I'm just gonna say, I hope you have enjoyed me struggling through row 3, and hopefully row 4 is gonna be much better, because it has a lot of my favorite games, and they're really fun, and I do mean that, really fun, and we're gonna have less, oh wait, never mind, there is one game in there that is a little bit hard, so, I guess I'll see you then.